Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. It's Vance Rogers, and we have with us today Verl V. Verhoef.
Yeah, that's Dutch. You know, we're out at the Statue of Liberty. Your name is out there.
Okay.
New York, yeah.
Triple V. So that's like the trifecta of Vance, you know, because I only have one, and it's such a great letter. Hey, before we jump into this, Verl, because I'm looking at this great, great picture of yourself, which will be posted on the website. But before we even talk about that, I want to, so this gets on the recording, I want to remind folks that the I Can Attitude program that we do on Monday evenings, if you're looking for a fantastic way to jumpstart, to relaunch, to whatever, not only with your Nikan business, but with your, you just a better way to achieve balance in the five pillars of health, this course is phenomenal, and we are rebooting and starting. It'll be actually ICANN 7, 8, or 9, depending on when you started. Some of us are slow learners, so we get to repeat it that many times. But in a few weeks, I'm looking at July 23rd, if that's the correct date, to kick it off again. And if you want more information on that, please go to SaturdayAMLive.com. They're on the website, and click on the I Can tab, and you'll see it. And the best way to find out what the whole program is about is listen to week 12. There's a 14-minute overview of the whole entire program, and plus some live testimonies after that 14-minute overview with Marty Jeffries. I don't teach the course. Marty Jeffries, William Todd, and Michael DiMuccio teach the course. I just simply get to facilitate it. And here in a couple weeks, I think we're going to dedicate an edition of this conference call just to hear some of the testimonies that have come out of the last, we are now 9-10 weeks into it. A phenomenal course, and it's not just about building a business, it's about so many other things. So just want to get that in there, and yep, that was the only time-sensitive announcement I need to get recorded. So, Verl.
Yeah.
Dutch, you said, and why don't we start off with you sharing, we're going to talk about water today, folks, so if you've got your listening ear on, you may want to jot down some notes. Verl, like myself, is not, unless you took a college course that I didn't know about. Not a water expert per se, but but you've learned a few things. But take us back. Why Nikan for you and your wife and your family? How did you guys get introduced to this? What's it all about?
Well, I had so many health problems. I was in 220 pounds, and then the gal at where we, my son took over the home farm. We've got 250 head of cattle. We keep 112 cows milking morning and night. So I always drink raw milk, which I have since I was born in a cheese factory back in 44. And Jill Burnett, she would get her bedding up there at the Rice Lake. And one day I mentioned to her, I said, "Boy, Jill, your complexion looks so good." I said, "What are you doing?" "Oh," she says, "Nikan or Nikan." And I had the milk routes at the same time. And every time I'd go up there to pick up this bedding, she'd send something home for me. So I finally stayed up one morning till like 2 in the morning before I left on the milk route. And I took it all back to her. And she said, "Well, Verl, you got to go out to Ken Gonski's out there by Rice Lake and get a rollout." And and that's when I think her folks were there, and Jill and Ken, and that was the first night my wife and I, we actually overslept that morning. And I said, "Boy, now there's got to be something to this company." And then still wasn't convinced, you know, hard to convince people. And then she said, "Well, let's do a three-way call with Dennis Fader down in Menominee." And so I ended up going down, we did, and I went down and looked at his house, and even with this company, he got a car too, because we had the rhythm going out in Minnesota. We'd go out there with a carload of people, and we did that for a month or two. And it totally, I went down to 157 pounds. That's where I stayed.
Okay, you answered my next question, because how tall are you, Verl?
6 foot, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 157. Now, some would quickly say, ooh, you're underweight. You're probably anorexic.
No, that's, yeah, that's, because I had gout. Oh, it was terrible. I couldn't get rid of that. I could hardly get up in the tractor in the morning. And oh, I went through more problems. And everybody's got health problems. And that's just a given. And mine, of course, I'm type A positive, and I've got so many health books, it's unbelievable. And this type A positive, it puts this symptom right off the chart. And I had to have a sac put over my aorta about 5-6 years ago. And if it wasn't for Nikon, I would probably be dead, because I was laying on this king-size bed that we got. Well, when we actually ordered, I said to Jill, it looks to me like it's a lot cheaper to order the complete, you know, complete ball of wax. So it was $5,300 getting a king-size bed, and they had a UPS, well, they couldn't even haul it, UPS. They had to bring it out with a truck out here. I got a picture of it sitting in before getting our house. And that's when I could feel this beating down my stomach, and I thought, well, that isn't right. Well, then I had that checked out. And here, they had to, about 5-6 years ago, they had to put a sac over my aorta, or I wouldn't even be talking today. And thanks to Nikon, I was able to discover that.
Now, I want to go back just so people aren't shocked that they're going, wait a second, 50. You said $5,300. You basically converted your home to a wellness home.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Which is the sleep, air, water, nutritionals, and I'm sure you're still taking the nutritionals today.
Oh, am I ever.
Yeah. And, you know, I want to go back to something you said at the very, very beginning, talking about being a dairy farmer and drinking raw milk, all that cream. And I was raised on raw milk. We had cows, and my parents still do. We don't milk them. I don't really drink much milk anymore. It's not something I just think that, you know, once we've been weaned, we probably don't need it.
Well, the thing is, Vance, you know, everything wants to be fast in this world, and it's the same way with, you should be always, I try to eat strictly organic, whether it's potatoes, onions, whatever, and even the milk. What they do in these darn plants, they put a high heat to it in a short amount of time. And if you buy organic milk, they'll use a long time short heat to cover anything that might be in that milk. But and that is never, well, my son does a heck of a good job. He got the Barron County Farmer of the Year Award here about 4 or 5 years ago. And so they watch the cell count and the mastitis and everything that can happen with an animal. And there's calcium and a lot of things in there too. But our whole system is just, you know, our water. I talked to a city engineer in Barron. I said, Lawrence, when we go into these homes to show this company, and their pH is, you know, everything is designed on power of hydrogen or pH. I mean, you know, to grow clover, you've got to have an acidic, more acidic soil, you know, and your blood is what, a 3.75, I think it is, and that's the last, 7.35.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think our blood, it wants to be a little bit more alkaline, and if it was down at 3, you know, that would be extremely acidic.
Yeah, I'm wrong, and it's 7.35, and that's the last thing to go in our body, but everything starts with good water, you know, so you can take, you know, an obese person and get them right down there. And what they do, this city engineer, oh yeah, we put sodium hydroxide or lye. We get big totes of it shipped in. And all these communities around here, you know, oh, we've got wonderful water in the cities. Well, and the reason they're doing that is because of this copper. You know, if you got copper, if I had to do it over at the farm again, I wouldn't put any copper linings. I'd put all stainless steel in.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kurt's having, you know, problems year after year. And then he had it changed in his house too. He had this this company comes in and sure enough, down in the basement, they set this sodium hydroxide in a pail, and he was getting that in the house and feeding the animals. But he finally got wised up. I mean, I can't tell him anything, but he finally wised up, and he pulled it out of his house. It's called collagen, is what it is. And that sodium hydroxide is no more than lye. And I use it to clean out my old car radiators. Like that 42 Chevy, but did I send that picture with you?
Yes, you did. And I that picture will be on the website. An absolutely amazing car. Even if you're not a car person, I think that's the thing of beauty there. There were so many questions that just popped into my head, but you're out in, you know, America's Dairyland.
Right.
And, you know, well, maybe we live in the city, maybe we live in a different part of the world, and maybe they're not dumping lye or these other chemicals.
Yeah.
But they are, aren't they?
Well, I think so. And then, you know, they don't own it. Then they add this chlorine and fluorine. And, you know, fluorine, see, is a byproduct of the aluminum can industry. And I'm such a label reader that and I've got so many books. I got an Eat Safe book. I've got this. Well, they actually it's called Flow Poisoning of America. And boy, I'll tell you, they tried to. You can't even. I don't think you can buy this book anymore. But, yeah, they burned his building down.
It's much like the Yahoo News article that I found on bottled water that reported that 93%. Of the bottled water that this independent research group tested from around the world, over 200 different types of bottled water, I cannot find any other news agency that will talk about this study. 93% of the water they tested was tainted, not because of the bottles, but because of the caps, because they're using such inferior plastic that doesn't have any really value to it, so the water gets on, touches the caps, and it taints the water.
Yeah.
And so my question to a brand new owner of a waterfall, he just received it last night, and we were talking on the phone and how to put it together. I said, look, if you're willing to gamble with that 7%, go for it. But that means every bottle of water, you get 7 bottles that are good, and then the other 93 are going to be tainted. So if you're willing to gamble your health, go for it. You know, that's just, I guess that's the way my analytical mind. But you're saying a book that's not in print or you can't find it. You know, not all of us have the time or the energy to research it, but we really should know a little bit about what we're putting in. And I know you could talk about for quite some time all the other chemicals, these things that are added to our water, which the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, is there for our good, because there are countries like our daughter right now, oldest daughter's in Haiti. She just came back from Africa.
Wow.
And clean, healthy water is huge. And we get it. I understand that. However, the rise of diseases and the rates of autism, especially in boys, you talk to the people that are trained in this, and they'll keep coming back to the same thing. What we're putting in our bodies is completely altering. So, we have a solution called the waterfall, and I loved your comments about your son, because, you know, we can't really teach our kids anything, because dear old dads, you know, or the magnificent moms out there, you know, they have to learn it the hard way sometimes. But how long have you been using the waterfall, and why? What's the biggest thing that you're discovering for your family?
Oh, boy. Well, I guess I do so many things. I mean, I, you know, try to be strictly organic, but the waterfall, well, I had a lot of that prior, you know, a lot of those, still got them in my closet door, some of them when they first started out, and they've kept changing too as a company. And so then when I bought the waterfall, and in fact, I got a change to put a filter in there now, and I sold a few of those too, but I should just have too many irons in the fire and just take, you know, and try to introduce this more to people. But and I had and I couldn't believe this company. Oh, it's just awesome. I had a gal that she had they wanted to put a pacemaker in her heart, and she was up at Rice Lake, and then they she got a second opinion, and they said so she sold her condominium, she moved out to Pennsylvania, and when we were going great tons with Meekin, and she'd gotten my card, and she wanted to, and she'd sleep on the kinko seat, and so she called me one night, and she said, Verl, I don't want that smaller kinko seat, I want the longer one, because she's sleeping. I said, well, Cecilia, they discontinued that smaller one. And it was at the same time they said they tweaked the magnetic on that seat. And I thought, how in the heck can they do that? And so I ordered her one. It was $194 and had it shipped out to Pennsylvania. And about two or three nights later, I get a call from her, and she said, Pearl, my heart started to beat so fast, she said, on that seat. She said, I don't know what to do. I said, I don't either, Cecilia. I'll give you my number, and you call out to Irvine, California, which she did. And then so she ended up sending it back to me, which I use in my car and in a semi, and I just moved that around. I've got about four of those Kinko seats, I think it is, total. But so they did tweak the magnetic. I found that out.
Now, with someone like Celia, there's all kinds of factors, and we don't do negative, okay? That's kind of the ICANN mantra, and we don't hang around negative people. I think the point needs to be shared here that, because I want to go back to the water, is that they did tweak the magnetics in the seat cushion, and I can sit on the old one in my brother and I in our company van. And even yesterday, I remember I said, "Did you adjust this seat or something? It doesn't feel right." It's great, but it's an old Kinko seat with just a single pole magnets. With the newer technology, I can set on, because I have a sciatica issue on my right side that I've done everything to deal other than putting the duct on it, you know. And it kind of comes and goes. But the second, if it's really bothering me, the second I sit on that newer Kinko seat with the newer magnetic technology with what I call the mushroom magnets or the button magnets, people call them different things, it's just within seconds it goes away. Now, I don't know about people's heart conditions, and did she ever have that analyzed or figure out, or what did she end up doing to resolve that?
So much is we don't know how to take care of ourselves. I mean, we sometimes take better care of our fish in the aquarium, but it's like this symptom I have, or varicose veins. That's a lack of copper. Varicose veins in your legs and stuff, and there was once I found this out, there was no way to shrink that. And that's why they had to go up my femoral arteries and put this little looks like a milk sack across my aorta. But that copper, see, we about every 2 weeks we run our cows through a copper sulfate bath when we leave them out of the barn, and that's the that's to tighten up their blood vessels under their feet and their hooves. So
simple solutions here. So if we go full circle back to the water, the waterfall, it takes out probably 99.9% of all this stuff, and we won't get into naming specific things. It is designed for municipal water. However, we have dozens upon dozens of people that are on well water, and it's working just fine. And change that filter every 90 days. Some of us have the older units that have that little light on the front. Just ignore that. Just go by a 90-day cycle every 3 months. Change the stones out once a year. What are some of the things that you guys have noticed? Again, you're in Wisconsin, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so all the water comes from rivers, lakes, where? That you're drinking water.
Well, ours are, we're out in the country, so we aren't quite as bad as maybe being in the city. So we've got I think it's a 200-foot well at our place. But it's all acidic water that we have. They're all 5 pHs. And the thing is, I mean, even when I was planting corn, and that's the other thing. You want to use either glass as a natural. That's silica sand and heat put to it. Or stainless steel. I mean, Nikon had that whole setup with them when they had the
counter units.
The counter units, the units on there. And so it's just a matter of looking at all these things and doing a lot of reading.
I think the biggest thing is just not turning a deaf ear or a blind eye and being open and honest. Because you just said that water coming out of your tap from a 200-foot well is 5 on the acidic range, whereas neutral is 7. Our water, according to our water municipality, they say it leaves the reservoir at 7.8 to 8.2 on the alkaline side. Well, by the time it reaches us, especially this time of year, into the further into the summer when the reservoir starts getting lower, it gets more acidic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but the beautiful thing is with the waterfall, we can take it up into the slightly alkaline range of 8.5 to 9.5 with a new filter when we maintain it. Do you, Viral, have you been able to test using the color drops on yours, again, starting at 5?
No, I should. I've got a number of those around. They have a... I'll have to get my duffel bag out and dig for some of those, too. I haven't checked it, but I know the water's fairly smooth. I was drinking that, you know, called Aquafina. The name sounded good before I got started with Meekin. And then when the water would warm up and I'm planting corn, I would throw it out the window because I could taste the diesel fuel from the plastic. So I never did get... I guess I was dehydrated is what happened. Oh,
the things we learn, isn't it just amazing? And I, that, what you just said, Aquafina, you drink it because the name sounds good. That's one of the bottles of water that was named in that Yahoo News article that I read. And this was something that Dave Johnson passed on to us, and I have the link, but I couldn't even get it to go there yet last night when I was trying to share it with a friend. But yeah. The neatest thing about not only the waterfall, but the Meekin sports bottle and the shower heads, we have two different types, is they take all those chemicals out.
Yeah.
And as long as we maintain the filters and the waterfall, wash the stones like we're supposed to, and then replace them once a year.
Okay.
And, you know, the simple stuff. Any stories that you're familiar with from your area that you've introduced regarding the water that's been a life-changing experience?
No, not that I try to keep up with myself, let alone anybody else. I don't know where. I know the company. You know, we got this. That 10-4. Does that ever work? One morning I took off and I was with a semi down to pick up organic oat hulls down at Cochrane, and there's another thing, when I get a load on that semi of just oat hulls and it's organic, that darn semi will weigh 2,000 to 2,200 pounds more.
Interesting.
Yep, they have oats shipped in from Canada, and then we just get the hulls because we're taking care of this Genio turkey store up here, and which they can't even give me a turkey to eat because there's so many chemicals that they use, you know. So you really have to watch what's out there and what you're eating. And this organic makes such a difference. I planted kitchen clean potatoes 3 years for Brian West, and I'll tell you, the stuff they put into those babies is just. So you want to watch for organic products.
And I just heard a couple weeks ago about a documentary that exposes or that goes in and shows what the company McDonald's does for growing their own potatoes so that they're longer, so that the actual potato molecule, substance, whatever you want to call it, the French fries turn out the way they do. And they said, this gal said, after watching this documentary, I swore I'd never eat another McDonald's French fry again. And yet she said, but sometimes when I'm traveling down, you know, I'm an hour and a half from home, you know, drive, I think, that's what'll get me out. I'll enjoy the drive so much better. I'll just go get. And she said, and I looked right at her and I said, and you still eat them? After knowing fully, she said, oh, yeah, well, sometimes you just have to. And I looked at her and I went, no.
No.
No, I just like saying, okay, this is, you know, drinking pine salt. You know, it's got the little thing label on it, don't do this, it's poison. Oh, sometimes you just have to.
Oh, God.
No. And that's a stupid, silly illustration or example. But, you know, when it comes to this, what I hear you say over and over, Viral, because of your own journey of being 200-plus pounds, because that, you said you're 6 foot, correct?
6 feet, yep.
6 foot. So your ideal weight should be right at 172 pounds, and so you're basically underweight, which I'm sure there's nothing wrong with that, because it's better than being the other end. Do you credit the water as a big part of maintaining that weight?
Yes, Yes, very much so. And then because it's you just watch everything out there, and the water is really crucial to the body too, and that. And so I make sure after I make it, and I put it in glass jars, and I kind of carry that with me almost all the day, or in different places depending on what I'm driving. And then that Kenton 10-4 that one morning, I was so darn tired. I was down at Duran, and so I stopped and I mixed that with a little drinking water, and by golly, it was just like I had a new world out there. I started off with that semi, and so that's all their products just work, and they're designed for us.
Well, and that's the beautiful thing about going more organic. We can't all be perfect. We do make mistakes here and there. However, when, like you keep saying, you just got to be aware of what's out there. And if we plan ahead, failing to plan is planning to fail. So if you rush into the day, and I still meet people all the time who they skip breakfast, they don't drink enough water, the list goes on and on, and it's like somebody's holding a gun to their head saying, well, you've got to be dumb. No, we don't have to be dumb. Nobody's torturing us. Nobody's forcing us. I want to do something. We have some time here. I want to open up the line, and again, if there's people out there that have got a specific question on water, or you want a clarification on this because this has been alarming to you, or whatever the case may be, on that subject of water, because I know we can get down little bunny trails and tangents, but just hit *6 on your phone line. And again, I questions directly to Viral, because Viral's a regular listener, a regular member of Saturday AM Live, but if you got a question for Viral, *6 on your phone line. And there's no such thing as a stupid or silly question out there. But if we can keep it on the subject of water, that'd be great.
I got a question for Viral. This is Gary in Maine. Say more about how the water impacted your weight donation, and how long to go from the 220 to 157.
Oh, okay. And you've got to make sure you drink the right amount. So whatever you weigh, half your body weight in ounces has to be good water. So kind of calculate that out. And that's what you've got to kind of watch for. Good water as well.
How long did it take you, Viral, to get from where you were to where you're at now? Was it an overnight thing or spread out over a couple years or what?
No, it was just maybe 4 months or so. Five, if I can remember right, because I tried cherry juice, and they were, they'd do this and do that, it was just a miracle that this Jill Burnett, I call her my second sweetheart, because I'll tell you, she knew what she was doing, it just changed my life. It's just unbelievable. I don't even take an aspirin, nothing.
And you said you were born in 1944.
Yeah.
So that makes you 74-ish right now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hitting the 7 day. But I want to go back to Gary's question, because you answered 4 months, you think, and in water, were you using the Kenton Vital Balance, or just...
No, I wasn't.
Okay. So just hydration was the key, and you're an active guy. You're moving around a lot, so that's helpful. But
I love tomato juice. So I've got a fairly big garden. I got 20 tomato plants this year, and my wife cans quarts of it. She puts a lot. But I'd always like, when I was on a milk route too, I'd buy a little can or something of tomato juice, and out the window I'd throw it. And now, by golly, that tomato juice factory ran out, and I'm just waiting for my garden to start to really get going here, because our food is really bad across the United States, and that's why I don't even like to eat out very much. I'd much rather make my own meals.
So what I hear you saying is it's not the quantity, but the quality.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
This is Fred.
Go ahead, Fred.
I currently drink Perrier water.
try to drink it all the time because I like the carbonation. Do you have any points on that?
Viral, what about those of us who like carbonated or bubbly, or as they say in, a foreign country a few years ago, agua with gas. You know, it's got the bubbles. If that's something we really enjoy, how would you recommend switching over, or is that all bad?
Well, I guess it isn't real good. I don't even drink a can of pop. I haven't touched that for, I guess, 3 years at least. Yeah. I don't know. There's so many. Oh, you can look it up. What they use, some of that stuff that they put in for our pop and stuff. It's called an Eat Safe book. And wow.
It ain't safe book.
No.
Is that the title that you?
This is called Eat Safe.
Oh, Eat Safe. Okay, Eat Safe. Okay.
It's just a small, book that I don't know where you can even order it, but it's printed in China is where it was printed.
Which there's over a billion people in China, and they don't deal with most of the issues we deal with as North Americans, so they might have something to contribute.
Oh, boy.
So... Okay, well, you didn't answer that question, but I don't know if we can.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, for a fizzy, they sell these fizzy machines. So I take pine water, put it in the fizzy machine, and I taste just like the Perrier water. I was drinking it as well, and now with the fizzy machine, I get the satisfaction that I need.
There you go. I have met several people that do that. I'm not a big, other than root beer with pizza, that's my one one vice. It's just, and I can't even finish a half a can. I end up having to split it with one of our daughters because that's it. And that's maybe twice a month. I just like the bubbly and that's it. I did have a ginger beer last weekend, and I don't drink that very often, but I got kind of weaned on that when I lived in Jamaica overseas. The Caribbean has some great... But I think the biggest thing that we can do, what I hear Viral saying, and is stick with the real stuff, stick with the real water, and the rest will take care of itself, and that's a given. Again, if you want some really... simple, and I'm not going to digress and get into, because we as Americans, we tend to think, we can't talk about those things. That's a bodily function. That's gross. That's potty talk. But a great website that I've used, I've actually printed these charts, and they are on display in all the restrooms at our fire station because we had a couple issues with some of our personnel not being hydrated, and it wasn't a good scenario. So I printed these and got permission, and the chief and the assistant chief says, we don't care. That sounds great, Rogers. Do it. But urinecolor.com is the website, urinecolor.com. And there's a bunch of different, and some of them are just straight up geared for the males because I think we're a little bit slower learners than the females. And you can see that by these pictures, and you can print these, and I don't necessarily know that you have to do that, but just being able to see and identify and say, look at it, we can learn a lot just based on the color of our urine.
Right. Yeah.
And
right.
All you got to do is look in the commode after you're done, and if it's not what that chart shows, or you're thinking, okay, yeah, and they even have little breakdowns of how much water you should drink, and again, as Viral has pointed out and reminded us, if it's in good Nikan water out of the waterfall or out of the sports bottle, it's actually going to do its job. And Gary, I so appreciate, and this is where the technology of a conference call is starting to go south really quick. We got lines ringing in, we've got all kinds of pet kind of, and it's inevitable. This is what happens. So anyways, I want to remind everybody, I want to thank Viral for this insight. There's so much more that we didn't cover. There's a ton of resources out there. If you've got somebody that you think would benefit from listening to this little bit, maybe that's to open the door. SaturdayAMLive.com is the website, and you'll see there's a tab that says 2018 recordings. That's where Steve posts them as quickly as he possibly can, and then later when we have time to do all the editing, all that stuff, you'll see it right there on the far left on that tab. But again, SaturdayAMLive.com is where the recordings are, and that's where you'll see this beautiful picture of, well, you're good looking too, Verl, but the car that you're standing in front of.
That car, that was given to me. That was my grandpa's.
That is a thing of beauty. So
what happened was, you know, we'd just use it on a Sunday. We'd go to church, and then we'd go up north to look at the heifers when they were eating leaves off of the trees at that time. And then the rest of the week, we'd use the horses to farm. And then he finally gave it to me, and then I had it restored. And everything, the steel in that car is unbelievable.
And I'm going to take a guess from looking at that picture, one last thing, and some would say that I asphyxiate on the subject of weight only because I'm at my ideal weight now, and I wasn't for years, and so I want to celebrate that and people that have gone that journey. This picture yourself, this is before you got to where you are now.
Yeah, I think, well, yeah, it had to be. I think I was in Turtle Lake when I was in a parade that day, and I take it to a lot of car shows. I got so many trophies in the house here with it, but I don't know.
Unless you were wearing extremely baggy clothes, maybe we can get an updated photo of you, but but anyways, Verl, thank you so much. Because this has been very insightful, I know for me, because you've given me several pointers of things that I want to go look up. But the title of that book, again, was Eat Right?
Eat Safe.
Eat Safe. Eat Safe. And I'm sure you can find it on Amazon. And again, there's so many resources out there that we can utilize for this. So, I know you're a regular part of this call, so I know you'll be back to share more things with us. But one last quick thing. I want to let everybody know that Norma Baldridge, I think if I'm pronouncing her last name, she has got some amazing stories to share about her husband's journey with Nican, and I want to save the details and the gravity of that for next week, but she'll be with us next Saturday, so... let me do the deed real quick, but thank you again, Verl. Appreciate it greatly.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Where can you